Weyburn, in 2021, our nation first recognized September 30 as Truth and Reconciliation Day. This day of commemoration coincides with Orange Shirt Day, which is held each year on the same date. Between 1831 and 1998, there were 140 federally run residential schools in Canada, with the last school closing less than 25 years ago. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission ran from 2008 to 2015 and provided those directly or indirectly affected by the legacy of the residential schools policy with an opportunity to share their stories and experiences. The commission released its final report detailing 94 calls to action. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is a direct response to Call to Action 80, which called for a federal statutory day of commemoration. September 30 honors the children who never returned home and survivors of residential schools, as well as their families and communities. I'm encouraged by the number of events across our country this week honoring this day of commemoration. These events are vital to the reconciliation process. Buildings across Canada will be illuminated in orange from 7 p.m. on Friday until sunrise on Saturday, including the Peace Tower on Parliament Hill. As a descendant of settlers, I seek to learn and understand more and support our country's efforts for reconciliation and renewing a nation-to-nation relationship with Indigenous peoples, based on recognition of rights, respect, cooperation and partnership. I encourage everyone to wear an orange shirt on Friday to honor the thousands of survivors of residential schools and be open to learning about truth and reconciliation. This is an important part of our nation's history. Information gathered from Government of Canada website.